This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I am south, baby. Raleigh, North Carolina. Looking out the window of a rainy North Carolina day. Shout out to the residents in Crabtree Valley. We got a putting green and a swimming pool, neither of which are operable because of the rain. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell, holding it down in the Navy Yard. How are you, buddy?
What up, brother?
A busy day, dude. We got a busy-ass day.
Call the fam. Tell the fam you're down that way. Tell them what up. They'll come holler at you.
Are they going to the game? Any chance they're going to the game?
I doubt that, serious.
It's tricky because my mom, you know, obviously lives a couple hours west in Carolina, and she's going to come visit me. And I'm like, Mom, I got to work all day. And she, like we're going to get off the air at 2. I got to be at the arena by like 3:30, and I'm going to get home at midnight.
If Mama spend a little time with baby, they're going to be happy, dog.
Ain't that the truth?
That's it.
So we're down here because I'm going to cover Caps Game 4 tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. And B, I went. I left D.C. yesterday. Shelby had a lacrosse game. I watched her first game. She almost scored and had a crease violation. All good. What's that?
She was offside?
Nah, in women's lacrosse, and I think maybe men's lacrosse too, there's like this – it's like hockey with the crease.
Okay.
Where you're not allowed to get in there, but – the crease is much larger because it's like the size of a football field, you know?
Yeah.
And just when the kids are little, they get excited and kind of run in and forget they have to stop that little bit earlier.
They have to wait a little bit. Pause.
So, B, I leave yesterday to get down here. Say I left about 4 o'clock, and I was all fired up. I knew. I was like, I'm taking these easy pass lanes. I don't care how much it costs. I'm not going to deal with 95 South. And I take the beltway around, mixing bowl right there, and I get all the way to the left lane, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna avoid all this stuff. And then I realized it was one way heading into D.C.
Oh, it got you like that.
Yo, it was such a kick in the ass, dude. So the drive kind of sucked. I mean, everybody knows between D.C. and Fredericksburg, just kind of sucks, is what it is.
That has been the biggest cluster, you can add whatever you want to it, in the last, 7 years?
It totally is.
God,
like, the Tyson's GW Parkway never-ending construction has become almost equally as screwed up, but 95 South is its own entity. Like, yeah. It's like the Freddy Krueger of highways. Like, it's just awful at all times. I had this fun, strange moment of like clarity while driving on 95B. I mean, think about it. For all the years that Dan owned the Skins and they at least talked or hinted at RFK, they didn't have the juice, the capital. Whatever was required to get that done, they didn't have it.
Yeah.
And their last attempt at like a new stadium, was going to be down 95, Dumfries or Woodbridge, wherever it would have been.
Yeah.
And those are lovely places. I'm not knocking those places.
Yeah.
But the logistics involved in getting people there, getting a lot of people there, would have been such a disaster. And I just had this moment where I, like, smiled a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, we're no longer talking about a 65,000-seat stadium here. They're getting RFK done. And it was, I'm sitting in traffic, kind of miserable, smiling. It was pleasant.
95 already has some of the worst traffic you can find. Add 65,000 people on a Sunday, then you got a problem.
Seriously.
Listen, man. It can be. Look, you can leave. What I've done, I've left all times of the day and night. I've driven down that thing at 12 a.m. I've driven down early at 4 or 5 in the morning, 12 in the evening, 12 in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, and you always hit it. Once you get close to Stafford, something's going to happen.
Yeah, man. It doesn't matter. So, whatever. I get through the traffic, cruising. There's a well-known restaurant down here in Raleigh I've been to a handful of times called the Angus Barn.
Yep.
And I drove straight there because I wanted to get dinner. And by the time I got there, it was like 8:45. And they kind of start – things wrap up down here a little earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Home.
You know you're in the South when you're down that way because things close quickly.
They couldn't have been nicer, and I was able to get a nice dinner, so it all worked out. But I just sat down at the bar because I was by myself. And, you know, there were probably like – maybe four or five other people scattered around this, like, square-shaped bar.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice bartender, young man named Jackson. He was cool. And they had the hockey game on. They had Leafs-Panthers on TV.
Yep.
And inevitably, the conversation kind of shifted to Caps-Canes tonight. And we were just talking about, you know, good series, whatever. And the bartender just goes, man, I hate Tom Wilson. And I just started laughing. And then I get into, like, defensive mode. I was like, you know, it's really unfair that he has this reputation as kind of this goon enforcer. And he's evolved into this much better player that's all around and does it all.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like, yeah, man, but I just hate Tom Wilson. Like,
I think JP, you can say what all you want, dude. I don't like him.
Right. I think he just evokes.
You hate people. Tom Wilson is that guy that you hate when he's on somebody else's team.
Exactly.
But if he's on your team, you're buying his damn jersey.
Dude, I don't want to besmirch your character, B, but you played hard all the time, threw the whistle, weren't scared to let folks know it.
Yeah.
Do you think you were kind of that player?
I was. I mean, when I went to New York, that's what Michael Strahan said. Man, I hated you when you was on all those other teams. But he said, I see why everybody else loves you. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, the whole thing about it is I don't play to be liked. I play to win. And if me agitating the hell out of you was going to help us win, I'm going to agitate the hell out of you.
Yeah, and I think that's where Willie is. The only thing, I think he is so far surpassed – like, people that think he's just a goon enforcer, I think, are just so far. His game has gone so far past that. And he doesn't care. No, none of them seem to care about whatever the reputation is. I wonder if that reputation maybe cost him a chance to be on Team Canada in the Four Nations, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I bet Team Canada, in hindsight, really wishes they had Willie, because when the U.S. just beat their ass at the beginning of that matchup,
uh-huh,
I think that might have gone differently if Willie was on the ice.
It might not have that fight.
Right.
At least one person would be like, nah, you want me to fight who? Nah, that's all right. Nah, you
right,
do that.
Right.
You take him and I'll take the other guy.
So, obviously, B, there's a huge matchup tonight for the Caps. And Saturday, I watched. I was locked in. I think... This is kind of crazy because they didn't get a goal. I think the first period Saturday against the Canes might have been the best they've played throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't able to get goals. And Ovi missed a breakaway chance. They looked so good. Anderson made – excuse me. My voice is all scratchy. I think it's pollen still. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, that's a lot down there, bro.
Dude, it's getting me.
I told you.
But, you know, they couldn't break through and get a goal, and then Carolina scores early, and that's fine. You're down 1-0, no big deal. But they just it looked like they were so despondent after the second goal. I don't know. The second goal was a little soft. It was the first soft goal they'd given up in this series, and it just looked like the air got let out of the balloon. And what this team has done all year is bounce back. You know what I mean? Short-term memory. And they are composed of the individuals to do it. But Carolina's good, man.
Oh, yeah. They are. But you see, like I think a lot of people try to downplay Carolina's method by throwing a lot of pucks at the net. But what they also do well is they hinder you from being in their zone. So they live at your zone throwing pucks in the net. And basically what that does, that gives them more opportunities. It raises their – listen, their percentage of score, their chance of scoring goes way up if they're in your zone throwing 60, 70 pucks at the net in all types of ways. Because we notice most goals come off of a rebound. And if they constantly throw them and your goalie is knocking it back, somebody's going to take a chance. He's going to be out of position eventually. But if you are not in their zone, harassing the hell out of them and throwing pucks at the net, you don't score very often. So we got to find a way to pick up a little bit of what they do. Listen.
Dude, they did. The first period on Saturday, I feel like they had control the whole time.
Well, you need to get some scores out of that. I've learned, and we discussed this, I talked about this with Ahmed, and we've heard some of the people we have come on. They try to make the perfect pass, and they want to take the perfect shot. Take the damn shot.
Yeah.
Okay? If you wait till the shot is perfect, guess what's going to happen? The goalie is going to be in position to stop it. Or somebody else is come along. Remember I told you when I would run a punt? I'm running full speed at one dude to make him make a decision. But if I start running sideways, I'm going to allow more people in that area to take a shot. In hockey, what I'm noticing – the more you play around before firing it, the goalie gets in a better position and other people get around to help him by blocking shots from you. Got to take it, man.
Are you at all?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
How are you feeling about their chances tonight, B?
I mean, I think that they come out and play the hockey that we've seen them do. And they're capable of winning the game. But if they come around messing around, they're going to be in trouble.
I think they need to score early. I think they need to score early and take the lead. I think this arena down here. You know one thing that is really interesting? I was talking with a friend of mine who you actually know, B. A dude that lives down here sports business guy, like used to work for the Skins back in the day, has bounced around some other pro sports. And he's saying how, you know, the sports that are on like these huge growth trajectories right now, hockey's a big one. Women's soccer is a big one. Like, if you're looking for, like, what the big sport will be in 30 years kind of thing. And you got to credit, man. Now, granted, like, Atlanta did not work. Arizona, Phoenix did not work. But hockey's expansion to the south, like, southeast and the southwest, when you watch these hockey crowds in Florida, wherever that is, outside of Lauderdale, Tampa, Raleigh, Nashville, dude, Dallas, like, these crowds are massive and into it and loud. Like, this, there was a time, B, where I would think if the Caps were playing a game in Raleigh, there'd be 5,000 people and it'd be pretty easy, you know, away ice. And that's just no longer the case. And I guess the NHL or the fans deserve credit for that.
Well, when you give somebody something and they feel like they have some ownership in it, some connection to it. Like, in a smaller town, if a team comes in and they're winning and they ingratiate the public, all of a sudden you find out that it's rabid. It's more like Oklahoma City Thunder.
Sure.
It's more like a college atmosphere than it is a pro atmosphere.
Right.
You know? And I think that's exactly how it is down there in Raleigh. That's more of a college-like atmosphere. Look, think about it. In that little area right there, Duke –
North Carolina,
all that stuff right there. Something else come in, the people are going to. Now you got people that cheer for Duke, people that cheer for North Carolina, for North Carolina State. They all could cheer for one entity,
right?
You know,
right.
And we know how they are with their basketball. Now you give them something else, you're going to get that.
Yeah, I think the NBA especially has had a lot of success, kind of going to a little smaller cities where they're the only pro sports team. You think about Portland, Salt Lake City, OKC, like you said, Orlando. And I think, you know, for hockey, it's similar. Like, I think being in Raleigh, like.
But think about
because technically they're in Raleigh. But this is, I mean, these games probably draw from at least all the way to Greensboro, if not Winston. Like, calling them the Carolina Hurricanes rather than the Raleigh Hurricanes is really smart because it allows the entire region to kind of buy in.
Yeah, and the thing of it, it comes at a time when the basketball is not really up.
Yeah.
Because if it was going on around college basketball time, they'd be in trouble.
Right, especially the playoffs.
All those three different teams we just named, even some smaller colleges, they go back to the college basketball. Now, it's all basketball's over. Now it's all about hockey. Especially in the playoffs, like you stated.
This blew my mind, though, Brian. This completely blew my mind. So, I don't know if you remember this, but the Hurricanes moved here from Hartford. They were the Hartford Whalers. And I have no affinity towards Hartford, Connecticut. I do know that people up there love the Whalers. And largely they left because they got a better stadium deal. It wasn't about, like, not having good fans. And the old Hartford Whalers logo is very dope. Those are the very few facts I know about the situation. How long do you think the Hurricanes have been playing in Raleigh, though? This blew my mind.
15 years or more?
Dog, they moved here in 97.
Damn.
Right?
Damn.
I thought it'd be like 2010. it's crazy.
97?
Yeah.
That's 37 years, man.
I mean.
About 28 years, right at 30 years.
Yeah, dude. And when they first got here, I guess they were playing in Greensboro, at like the Greensboro Coliseum or something.
Wow.
Listen, I'm also gathering my information off Wikipedia while I'm live on the radio, so I may have mixed up a couple of things, but this is wild, man.
If you're not looking at Wikipedia, JP, you will mix up a couple of things.
But, dude, they won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
In 06.
But think about that.
That's 20 years ago.
They came in 97. 06, they win.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's how you get
that team
going
is stuck right there. And like I'm saying, all those different college mindset people are cheering for that team. It's probably nuts in that stadium.
Yeah. All right, speaking of nuts, we are on the verge. Obviously, the Caps have a playoff game tonight. The actual game matters a tremendous, tremendous amount. Right. So there's something else that could happen in DC sports tonight that could matter more than one singular game, even though it's a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I recognize that. The NBA draft lottery is tonight. The Caps have a roughly 15% chance of winning it. Cooper Flagg's the best prospect not named Wembanyama probably since Zion.
Mm-hmm.
He appears to be a true franchise changer. we're gonna talk lottery. And it's kind of hard to talk lottery, but one of the few people qualified to do it is David Aldridge. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Over the weekend, before I drove to Raleigh, I drove to Ashburn for rookie minicamp. I walked the sidelines of the Commanders practice fields with Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post. We made jokes. We gained some insight. We got to talk to Dan Quinn and a number of players. You'll hear from Nikki Jabala. We're going to go hockey heavy here, though, for the next 2 hours or so. John Walton, voice of the Washington Capitals, right here on 106.7 The Fan, will join us next. And then in a little more than an hour, Dino Ciccarelli, Hall of Fame hockey player, absolute star for the Capitals teams of my youth. Dino Ciccarelli will join us at 11:30. We got a busy, busy day. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.